Were you always an artist, like when you were a kid? Were you creative?
I would draw. I would try to draw. Everyone in my family is creative, but I don't think I'm anywhere near as close to my siblings as far as drawing. And so I think photography was my thing.
Absolutely. I'm so glad you picked up.
It took so long to find it, though.
So when did you first start taking pictures?
Back in 2017, I was living with my sister in North Dakota. I started off with an iPad, one of the kids' iPads. And we got bored one day, started to take walks every day, and I just started taking pictures of them. And eventually, I started posting them on social media, and people were like, oh my gosh, you done this? And me, I was like, oh wow, these are just iPad pictures, nothing special. And people were like, asking my sister, who's your photographer? And she's like, oh, that was just my sister messing around. And I joined this little photography group, and Reginald Johnson, he's passed away now, but he started mentoring me. And my buddy TP wanted to upgrade his camera, so he gave me his old camera, and I started using that. I was a DSLR, and things just started moving up from there. And then I want to say I saved up for like a year, so I put like $50 to $100 each photo shoot aside, and then I upgraded to a Sony. And it was, I want to say $3,200 used for the camera itself, just for the body. So, yeah, it took a while of saving up for it. I don't think it matters what the model brand is. I think it's about the photographer and how you capture and show your story.
That is Nadonis Rose Green. She currently has a photography exhibit on display at the Mikanon Gallery inside the Watermark Art Center. The show is called Meshkawajiwug. The word means they are strong. Her show is a collection of photojournalism-style images taken at a variety of events, including Black Lives Matter marches, Line 3 protests, missing and murdered Indigenous women marches, and other events related to social justice, environmental activism, and Native issues. She found her gift of photography in 2017. Today, she currently has 4 exhibits running and has dozens of clients and contract work. She's even had a spread in a national newspaper, and I was lucky enough to chat with her recently about her craft and her artistic journey.
To me, the biggest thing I've done so far was I moved out to North Carolina for a little while, and when I was out there, I was working for Dr. John Boyd, who is the president of the National Black Farmers Association, and they were being filmed by the History Channel, and I got to work for Bobcat Productions and being their assistant. So that kind of, I was wanting to learn how to do video. So that was kind of cool to take along and see how they shoot TV series. And then when I was out there, I went to a powwow out in Hollister, and I posted my pictures, and I woke up the next day and I had all these messages from everybody like, so-and-so is trying to get a hold of you. You need to call them back right away. And I said, well, who is it? What do they want? And they were like, oh, it's Dana Hedgepath from the Washington Post. They want your pictures. And I was like, oh, wow. So I called her. She called my entire family back here in Minnesota. And I had no idea. Like, I thought the Washington Post was a local paper. I didn't know it was like the world's largest newspaper. But she was like, yeah, we've been trying to get a hold of you. This is so awesome. Our chief and editor actually walked all the way down here to find me to try to find you because he wants to do a story on your photos. And that's a big deal when he leaves his office upstairs to come down here to talk to us. And She was like, so he really likes your photos. And so.
Oh my God. So they did a story on your photos?
Yep. Okay. So the title of it is, I am not their nanny. I am their mom and I'm American Indian. And that is written by Dana Hedgepeth.
I know a lot of the work you do is photojournalism style, and it's at events like protests and marches and things like that. What is it like to be right in the middle of it all, capturing those amazing images? The show at the Watermark is incredible.
It's intense. It's nerve-wracking at the same time, because media is supposed to have this rite passage. Like, they're supposed to be out there freely, and some of them, they get their camera taken and they have the chance of being arrested just like everybody else. But the emotions that you feel out there, like, it's just, I mean, to me, it's indescribable. But just coming back and having those memories and being able to capture it for the world to see, in my point of view of what I see out there, is different. Some people will go and just post the signs, but there's no meaning to the picture. Where I always try to go to the back of the crowd. And the reason I do that is because sometimes that's where you find your most interesting shots. And the people at the back of the crowd, like, you'll have all these photographers at the front of the crowd, and then you got the same images. But if you surf through the crowd, you're going to find those people, because the people in the back work just as hard on their signs and banners as everybody in the front. So the people in the back are just as important than the people in the front. I like to tell the entire story, not just what's in front of the camera.
That is Nadanis Rose Green. Her photography exhibit is called Meshkawajiwag. That word means they are strong. It's a photojournalism style exhibit at the Watermark Art Center. It's in the Mekonon Gallery. It's a powerful show filled with subject matter that includes beautiful and fierce images of mostly Native people. All people of color are the subject matters. It's one you don't want to miss. I'm so glad I didn't miss talking with her.
So I'm nervous to get on to all these interviews and do live Zooms and all that that everybody wants me to. But what's strange is when I'm at a concert, like for Snoop Dogg or somebody famous, when I get on that stage and I'm focusing on them, I forget there's like 100,000 people standing out there for some reason, and I just completely forget about it. And when I look back, I'm like, oh my gosh, look at me on film.
So let me just back that up. Did you just tell me that you've been on stage taking photos of Snoop Dogg?
Oh yeah, I've taken a lot of celebrities' photos.
Tell me more.
So I seen Snoop Dogg, Warren G, and actually I got to go backstage at Northern Lights Kicking It Old School, and I met Tone Loke in the elevator. And when we got out the elevator, he hugged me and he kissed me on my forehead. And one of the workers happened to walk by and capture the photo as he kissed me on my forehead. And he was like, you know, when you come tomorrow, I'm going to take you and introduce you to all the guys. And he did. So I thought that was pretty cool. And that was with Tone Loke, Bobby Brown. Oh, gosh. Sir Mix-a-Lot, Flavor Flav.
And
then I got to go to the year before. So there's been quite a few. Let's see, who else? But I got to go to Sound Set as well. So even then, I got to see some of my favorite artists. But at Sound Set, I brought Brenda Gray Johnson in, and her son is actually the director for the Grammys. And she done all the interviewing for people with me. And so, but she interviewed quite a few artists, and I took the pictures while she done that. And that was for the USS Hip Hop Coalition. Oh, so right now I'm doing photo shoots of bandolier bags for Heartberry. You know, it's really hard to make a mass production of actual beaded bandolier bags. And she wanted that design available for everyone out there. And so she done this print of like old school loom Anishinaabe prints onto some bandolier bags. And so that's what I'm currently working on right now. And some silk scarves from her.
Okay. And how'd she find, she just saw your work and just reached out to you?
Yeah. Yep. I probably do, I want to say 90% of her photos on her website and with her company. So we collaborated on some other projects. We just got a Springboard for the Arts grant for their building to design outside of their building, which I think is really cool because it's a Native presence.
What are you cooking up for that? You as a photographer, what's your role in that?
I'm going to try to focus on water. And Holly Young is a ledger artist. And so she's probably going to do the ledger piece. And Sarah's a great designer for Anishinaabe floral. And so we have all kinds of ideas that we still got to plan it out. So.
Is that for the building in Minneapolis, St. Paul, or the one in Fergus Falls?
Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Okay. How exciting.
Eventually, I want all of our people seeing everywhere. As a person of color, you don't, like, we always seen the magazines and everything, and it was never us. And if you did see an Indigenous person, it wasn't us. It was just meant to look like an Indigenous person. And so that's one of my goals, is to try to get our people more seen on front covers, out in the media, on posters, flyers, you know, that these little girls and kids can look up to.
Absolutely. Was that something that you ever thought of before you were taking photos and looking at images in the way that you look at them now?
I did, because my sisters and my mom and my aunts, they'd always cut out paper dolls, because that was our toys was paper dolls. And so, I mean, even with that, it was always the little blonde hair, blue eyed, or the tall, but you know, it was never us we could cut out and play with. So.
Well, they're Barbie-ish. The paper dolls are Barbie-ish. And think if they were paper dolls of your images, the fierceness that would get passed on.
Oh my gosh, that would be dope.
Yeah. That is Nadonis Rose Green. Her photography exhibit is called Mashkawa Jiwag. The word means they are strong, and her exhibit certainly is. You can check it out by going to watermarkartcenter.org. You can see her work there. You can also go to the Watermark Art Center yourself and walk through the exhibit. She goes to the places where people gather. She's a seeker of truth found in the emotions of the people she photographs. And her portraits reveal the complexities of the human spirit, and they celebrate the strength of our survival. I'm Katie Carter. Thanks for listening to Area Voices today. Area Voices is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and by the citizens of Minnesota.
Well, as a child, I mostly spoke inside my head. Had conversations with the clowns, the dogs, the dead. And they thought me broken, that my tongue was coated lead. But I just couldn't make my words make sense to them. If you only listen with your ears, I can't get in.